And I wanted to add a little bit to the discussion about Las Vegas here. And I think people need to keep in perspective and not go off the deep end and come up with wild and crazy conspiracy theories about what's going on out there and what happened.
We're just wild and crazy, guys. Now, for those of you that don't know, Mr. Bond is the host of the Reverse Deception Radio Hour and another original program here on the Crusade Channel that you can't get anywhere else. And he's got a little expertise in these matters. That's why it's called Reverse Deception. So what do you have to add to my substantial narrative, which seems to grow every day?
A client of mine had asked me to review some of the initial evidence that they had received on this. And I had received some of the pictures of the... Have you seen the pictures of the body inside of the hotel room itself?
No. Why no? Yeah, we saw pictures. Yeah, they were leaked out to a Boston newspaper or something the day after. That's the only ones that I've seen.
Yeah, there's a few that are there. And those two were... if you look at them by themselves, they're rather damning as far as truth seekers go and conspiracy.
Hello, Mr. Bond.
So one of the pictures has...
you're going to have to go back. Greg,
lying down.
Greg, you're going to have to go back two sentences. Your Skype dropped out.
I was de-Skypified.
Yes, you were de-Skypified. You were de-Skypinated.
Doggone NSA.
You were de-Skypenified.
They know when to cut you off, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they do.
So, if you see the two pictures that were leaked out, it's pretty damning as far as, you know, building a conspiracy theory as far as what happened up there. The pictures that were leaked that most people saw a picture of the shooter lying back down on the floor in the hotel room.
Okay.
A puddle of blood by the head and two shotgun casings laying on top of the blood that was already dried, which is inconsistent with him shooting himself and being the only person in the room. The second picture... you could see the legs shooting long ways across the room. Mm-hmm. You could see his legs, and it had a rifle laying across the left leg with the stock up by the hand and the barrel down by the right foot, laying across the top of his leg,
okay.
Which is pretty inconsistent with being able to shoot yourself and fall down like that. You know, that just doesn't happen. I've never seen a case like that in all the years I've been doing investigations. So you take those two pieces of evidence in isolation, and you're going to see, you know, a skewed picture. You're also going to see that from those pictures that there's no... Hold on one second.
The carpenter watchdog must have sensed a evil presence in the house, or a fellow spook has showed up.
She sensed my empty coffee mug.
Ah, you do
but,
something about
you also
that.
See that there's no brass anywhere in the pictures from the expended shells from shooting.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you look at some of the other pictures inside the room, there's definitely brass on the carpet, and you would expect that such a high rate of fire that the temperature of the brass would reach roughly between the lubricant and the metal itself, probably reach around somewhere around 400 degrees Celsius, which would put burns in the carpet. And you don't see that either. So when the pictures were released, they're released for effect. They're released to make people think that there's some type of conspiracy or something like that. When, of course, in these cases, usually that's not the situation. There's a lot of confusing information because there's a lot of things that happened. But until they get it all sorted out, it's going to look like, through confusion, there's collusion to have some type of a conspiracy. And
well,
that's usually not the case.
I was going to say, what if there is a what if that's the what if that's the staging room?
Yeah, exactly.
Staging room. It's not the room. It's a room that they want you to think is the room. And so they stage what they think the scene ought to look like. Get some chocolate, some Hershey's syrup from the from the commissary downstairs. Fabricate a quick crime scene, and then make it look like what they want it to look like. Now, you know, look, without a doubt, what's been unleashed here is a controversy and conspiracy that is now going to pale. The Kennedy conspiracy is over. Forget it. Nobody's going to care about it. Everyone will all this conspiracy chasers are going to be chasing the conspiracy of the Mandalay Hotel and Stephen Paddock. And if there is something that's working behind the scenes here, they did a masterful job of starting the false flag operation to get this thing rolling, didn't they?
It's actually quite a setup, to be honest with you. I'm kind of in awe just a little bit. And people are going to follow this. People look, you know, the biology of psychiatry, the biology of the brain and how it acts and reacts and interacts draws people to negatives. And it draws them into different types of collusions, which is why, you know, people go that way so often. You know, God obviously calls us to the light, calls us to Him, calls us to the right side of where we should be. But the nature of man kind of delves off into this world of darkness and conspiracy since the fall with God.
Now,
and we just haven't understood that because we don't look at this from a heavenly perspective. We look at this from earthly perspective and say, well, my gosh, I can't understand why this guy would do this. You know, we've already examined his brain. His brain seemed normal to us. Well, of course it did.